Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday. Here's a little motivation for you. We're going to announce the April challenges, plural. There's going to be two. So congratulations to everybody who did the 3,000 pull-up challenge. That is incredible. If you didn't do the 3,000 and you did 1,500 or 1,000 or 30, man, good for you. Congratulations. I'm really proud of you. And that is a tough challenge. No matter what number you did, if you picked a number that would challenge you, that is fantastic. So unfortunately, due to the corona outbreak, I do not have stickers yet. So I will be getting those. So if you did the challenge, send me an email at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. Let me know what numbers you did. And when this thing is all over, we will get the stickers out to everyone who completed the challenge. All right, couple things before we go into the challenges for April. One of the things that's been really exciting lately, it's been kind of fun with the quarantine. Waypoint has been having March Madness, and they're doing it on their Instagram account at Waypoint Fish. And I'm sure that some people listening to this have contributed, and I want to thank you very much. We've had a little bit of a competitive bracket. We really have. We went up against Peter Miller, and it was very, very close. But thanks to you guys, we did manage to come out ahead. And we are now in the final four. So if you voted for that, man, thank you so much. And if you didn't vote for that and you would still like to support us, we're going to go against another show that has a lot of support, and we're going to need every vote. So if you can go to @waypointfish on Instagram and be watching for when they announce that we are going up against this other show, which is Breaking Boundaries, and you can vote there. And the way that you vote, you either like the comment that Waypoint Fish puts out that says @saltwaterexperience, or you leave a comment that tags @saltwaterexperience in the comment. And that's it. It's that easy. It takes about 20 seconds, and it goes a long way. I would love to make it to the finals. We have our other show, as many of you may know, we also produce Into the Blue, and Into the Blue is in a voting battle right now. It ends at noon, so there's 3 hours left. We're going to get this podcast up before that, I'm sure, and you can go to Waypoint Fish and vote for Into the Blue too. That would be fantastic if that's a show you like. If you don't like it, then vote for the other one. But love to have your support over there. That would be fantastic. So thanks again to everyone who has supported us so far. That really means a lot to me, and it's fun to see you guys making these comments on the, you know, it's so positive and so nice, and at a time where we all need that. So just a little another way to kind of bring us a little closer together at this time of quarantine. Okay, so one other thing that I want to ask about before we get into the challenges. One thing I've been considering is building a community around this podcast. And the podcast has gathered quite a following. It's been really incredible to see this thing grow. But what is missing out of this is some sort of a community where we can all get together and learn from one another. So I'd like to know if we did this, and if I do this, I want it to be vibrant and successful, and I don't want it to be stale or old. So I want to kind of gauge the interest a little bit. What if we did a private Facebook group that is, you know, basically the inner circle, where you would have access to me, we would have access to one another, we could all get together, learn from one another, and who knows? I mean, we used to do this. I used to have a message board on my website a long time ago, and lots of those people got together, became friends, went fishing together, did all kinds of stuff together. It was really cool. It became a vibrant community. So I'd like to try to do that again. The best place to do that, I guess, is Facebook. But if you have different suggestions, I would be willing to listen. Facebook is not my favorite social media platform. I prefer Instagram, but it doesn't seem like there is the same opportunity to create a private group on Instagram. So if you know otherwise, let me know. You can always reach me at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. That's the best way. And I'm right there for the email. So email if you're interested, email if you have better ideas, and we will go from there. Okay, so now we are at the place where we're going to announce the April challenges. So I thought long and hard about the April challenges, and one of the things that I thought about was, you know, we're all kind of cooped up inside. A lot of people can't get to the gym. A lot of gyms are closed. Most gyms are closed. And so we need some challenges that you could do anywhere. We also are basically all pretty stressed out. It's a very uncertain time. It's a time that we need some sort of ability to kind of decompress a little bit, to take the stress down, to do something, meditate, exercise, have a time where you can calm the mind. And I have been doing the Wim Hof method for, almost 5 years now. And for me, it is fantastic for calming the mind. It helps me to get the day started. Anytime I'm feeling stressed, I just do a couple of rounds of the Wim Hof method. And they are at Wim Hof. Wim Hof is doing something called the 40-day quarantine challenge. And so I propose that we jump into his challenge. And his challenge is day 1 through 10. You do 3 rounds of breathing, and then you take a cold shower for 30 seconds during that day. It doesn't have to be at the same time, but you just turn the shower on for 30 seconds for those first 10 days. On day 11 through 20, you breathe 3 rounds and you try to do a cold shower for a minute sometime in the day. Doesn't have to be the same time. Day 21 through 30, you breathe for 4 rounds. You do a cold shower for a minute and a half. And day 31 through 40, you're going to breathe for 5 rounds. You're going to do a cold shower for 2 minutes. And I know that many of you may not be familiar with the Wim Hof method. I have talked about it on the podcast before, but I will do an article to accompany this podcast that will have lots of information on Wim Hof. It may have to come out later this afternoon because I'm going to go do some community service and help some people this morning. So I may not be able to get it out right away. But I will get it out. You will learn what the Wim Hof method is. You will learn how to do it. It's very simple, and you don't need anything special. You need a place that you can sit down or lay down, and you need a shower that goes to cold. That's cool. You can take it a step further. You can get in the ice. You can take it many steps slower. If it's too much, back off. Listen to your body. Do what you can do. But I think that this 40-day challenge could be incredibly good for mental health, as well as what Wim Hof has proven is that this method, the cold showers and the breathing, boost the immune system. And there'll be places where you can learn about all of that as well, where this has been proven by science to work. But anyway, we're at a time where we need to lower our stress levels. We're also at a time where we need to boost our immune system. So I thought this would be great to jump into his 40-day challenge. So that's part one of the April challenge, which will take us into May. Part two is one that I have done many times, and I love this one. It's great for us right now because many of us did the 20 for 20, then we did 10,000 push-ups, then we did 3,000 pull-ups. That's very, very shoulder and upper body intensive. So we kind of need to back off a little bit right now. We need to either back off or start training another part of the body. So one way that we're going to back off is we're going to recover well by using the Wim Hof method every day for 40 days. And then we're going to do the 100-day burpee challenge. And let me explain what that is. The 100-day burpee challenge is where on April 1st, we are going to do one burpee. Everybody can do one burpee. No problem. A burpee, very simple. You're going to drop down to push-up position. You're going to put your chest on the ground. You're going to do a push-up. You're going to jump back up to your feet, and you're going to jump off the ground at any level. That's a burpee. I clap overhead too. That's good. Okay, so one burpee on April 1st. On April 2nd, you're going to do two burpees. On April 3rd, you do three burpees. On April 4th, four burpees. And you continue all the way up to 100 days. Sounds pretty easy. And it is easy for a long time. And that's why we're doing it. We're going to recover from the 10,000 push-ups. We're going to recover from the 3,000 pull-ups. We're going to give our body a break. We're going to be nourishing it with the Wim Hof method. And come about day 50, it gets real. About day 70 or day 80, you're going to be doing 80 burpees that day. The next day, you'll do 81. The next day, 82. You get into the 90s, you're doing 90 burpees one day, 91 the next day, 92 the next day, 93 the next day, until you finish out at 100 days where you do 100 burpees. So it's a lot of burpees over 100 days. But what I like about it is that you can do it anywhere, literally anywhere. You can do it in your kitchen, in your living room, in your bedroom, in your bathroom. You can do it in a prison cell. So that's kind of where we all are today. We're all kind of locked in. And this is going to give us a good opportunity to nourish the mind, nourish the body, recover, and also be able to get some exercise in and ramp up to where you're going to be able to do 100 burpees. So that is the challenge. I'd love to hear whether you're in or not. I'd love to hear what you think about the private Facebook group. I'd love to hear, you know, what you think about these challenges. Email me at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. And if you can, please go to Waypoint Fish at Waypoint Fish and support us in this March Madness tournament. I'd love to make it to the finals. It would be so awesome. And there's only one way we can do it, and that's with your help. So thank you so much for being part of the family. Thank you for being part of our support team. And I hope you know there's no Saltwater Experience without you guys. There's no podcast without you guys. I appreciate it. I love you guys all so much. And I will see you soon, hopefully, as a part of these challenges. All right.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be
one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be
one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow.
Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.